Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue, the play-by-play announcer for all Montana State Billings games at home this year, and talking with the head men's coach at Montana State Billings, George Pfeiffer, his very first game coming up Tuesday against Dickinson State, and then as we've been calling him the Cupcake coming up on Saturday, Gonzaga. But first, let's talk about Dickinson State. This is, of course, an exhibition game for Montana State Billings, and you know, I know people have different philosophies about it, but this is your first game as a coach. A lot of these players haven't played together. Do you approach an exhibition game any different than, say, you would approach a conference opponent or even maybe a Gonzaga in terms of perhaps maybe trying out some different things, different combinations, different you know, rotations in terms of substitution patterns? Do you approach it any differently than you would a regular season game?
Well, I don't. We won't. We'll approach this basketball game like we would any other game, because we want our players, when they know and they put that uniform on, that there's going to be a consistency to what we do. And particularly with where this program is at right now, and again, you alluded to it, Ken, everybody's brand new. So we will go into this contest with, you know, with what we perceive to be the right plan, and then I think through our play we'll make some adjustments and we'll have to tweak. And how did this person play? And how did that person play? But our players have been auditioning for minutes for the last 3.5 weeks, and so, you know, we'll hand out those minutes according to how well they performed in practice.
You know, it's interesting. You know, I mean, you've seen it. You may have even coached a few teams like this where you had incredible talent, and for whatever reason, it just didn't work. I mean, I know you've been very successful as a coach, but I've seen it certainly watching a lot of basketball. You got a lot of great talent on the court, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't click. I've seen other teams that maybe didn't have the talent, but the chemistry is there. Is chemistry something that can be developed, or is it actually something that's either there or isn't?
I hear people talk about we want to create a family atmosphere. I think if you have good people with good souls, you create a family atmosphere. I don't think you can Dr. Phil that. The chemistry part of it, to me, is the scheme. And that's effort, mentality, understanding. Your success is my success. Team play, and it is talent. I think all those types of things are going to be key ingredients. You know, some people like to use that word, chemistry. I like to use the word compete and understand how to compete. And that's going to take, you know, I see our players. I've had coaches come in and watch us in practice, and they've made comments about the way our guys play in practice. And sometimes I don't know if we compete. We play hard. We're trying to do the right thing. But sometimes I think you get so focused on trying to do the right thing that you're not competing. And this game will hopefully unleash more competition.
No question, the first few minutes of this game are going to be really interesting to watch. I mean, to kind of sit back, I know it'll be interesting for you, it'll be interesting for the fans, it'll be interesting for the players. One thing you see a lot of times is, particularly in those early season games, and you expect a lot of mistakes to be made, I think, at any level of basketball. But, you know, I think sometimes players can almost be too jazzed up. I think that's often the case. I mean, it's not like anybody's not going to be psyched up to play, you know, Tuesday evening or against Gonzaga. But do you, as a coach, how do you kind of layer that, getting players in the right frame of mind where you want them to be jazzed up and you certainly want them to have the enthusiasm, you want them to be pumped up, but the same kind, tempering that just a little bit so that, you know, they're keeping their heads in the game?
Well, you can say what you want. I mean, I think for probably the last 20 years, you hit it on the head, there's an enthusiasm. It's they can almost be to the end of serial killer, and then you can go all the way to the end of coma. And if you put a bell curve on top of that, and then you went to performance, you want to be someplace kind of in the middle. And it's, you're going to have a lot of emotions, and they're going to be pinging around inside your body. And so you have to kind of, you have to control those, and you have to focus on what we need you to do as a player on the floor. And again, you know, you're going to see passes that are, you know, they're going to zip past somebody or slip off somebody's hand because they got a lot of stuff going on in there. They're not going to do it out of instinct yet. And so patience is going to be a virtue. I tease people and tell them I have a lot of patience because I don't use very much of it very often. So, but, you know, we are going to have to be patient with this group. You know, if they play hard and they try to play together, I would be really pleased.
Montana State Billings Coaches Show, and as is all the basketball games on the internet for MSUB, brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholtz, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages Trailways, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets Company, MSU Billings. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Coach's Show. Talk about tonight's or Tuesday's matchup against Dickinson State. You're listening to the Coach's Show, and I'll be back with head coach George Pfeiffer.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets and Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that T-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets and Company, on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Montana State Billings Coaches Show with Ken Adelblue, the play-by-play announcer for MSUB this year. Already had a chance to do a couple of the women's games. I've had an absolute ball watching them play, and I'm really looking forward to watching the men tonight, or Tuesday night, as part of the doubleheader, as the MSUB women will take on Rocky Mountain College. Coach, let's talk about Dickinson State. This is an NAIA program, a program that I'm fairly familiar with, as I've got to see him play Rocky Mountain College through the years. Always put together a solid team, and this year doesn't appear to be any different.
Well, I know that, you know, in their first game, they lost to a top-ranked Westminster team, who I think Coach Connors thinks is one of the best Westminster teams he's had since he's been there, and they've beaten Division I programs, and they squeak by on a last-second shot over Dickinson State. Dickinson State's very athletic. They've got great quickness in the guard spots. They have a 6'11", 7-foot post player that can change shots. He's definitely capable of scoring with his right-handed jump hook. They've got so many pieces that they want to put the ball on the deck and get to the rim, and then they kick the basketball out. They dribble and run behind, and they play with a great deal of pressure man-to-man defense. So we're going to handle that pressure defense, get into the things that we want to get in and be tight in that, and we're going to have to try and keep them in front of us, get back on defense, and not allow them to have second shots.
Yeah, and you're into the situation, too, where this is your first game where they've actually been on the court previously. So I don't want to call it a disadvantage, but let's call it what it is. It certainly is something that would be considered advantageous to them, I would imagine.
Well, when I was wearing those slippers, it certainly was advantageous. They've had 4 games. They've probably had their allotment of 2 to 3 scrimmages. So they've got about 7 games under their belt. The newness quotient won't be going on for them and their returning players. They've had some success in the past, and so, you know, they've got a lot of advantages in that regard. We can't control that, so we can only control what we can control. So I guess that won't be my largest focus. But if I was an outsider looking in, I would definitely, just like you alluded to, call that an advantage.
Cover a lot of football, of course I do, and you know, one thing a lot of coaches do in football is they script like the first 6 or 7 plays. I know it's not the same thing in basketball, obviously, because until you get on the court, you're not exactly sure what's going to happen. But do you go into a game kind of with a mindset, this is what I want to see happen in the first 2 or 3 minutes? Because I know tempo, controlling the tempo, is so important to any basketball team, whether you like to have it up tempo, whether you like to slow things down. Do you go into a game like this laying out that first couple of minutes, for instance, and hoping to see what you'd like to see from your team?
Well, when you came by the offices today, and we were sitting in the office with Coach Wetzel and Coach McGee, we do script. We script the first 3 plays. Obviously transitions and loose balls and turnovers are going to be stop gaps in between that, but forever, we've always scripted, this is what we're going to do. If we see this, this is what we're going to do. If we see that, and so then the night before, and we change it all the time, just like they did in football, but we put it in according to what we think is our strength, what our guys are comfortable with, what we think is going to be most effective. Now, it's speculation. It's really speculation right now because everything is brand new to us. And, but it is something that we practice constantly, and we're giving you 3 plays and making you cycle through those.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll finish things up. And I just kind of want to, you know, specifically talk about this matchup, and which we've already kind of alluded to, and what are some of the keys that we're going to be looking for in terms of this Tuesday matchup against Dickinson State, and what we can hope to see from the Yellow Jacket men Tuesday night against Dickinson. You're listening to the Coach's Show with Montana State Billings head men's basketball coach George Pfeiffer.
A lot of people are proud of their jobs and what they do. I'm one of them. I'm Renee, one of the customer service representatives for Northwestern Energy. We get your phone calls about problems, little ones and big ones. During a winter blizzard, snow and wind knock down lines, bury roads, and makes it tough for us to work. We will work 24 hours a day so you can have power again. It's what we care about. Yes, I'm proud to work here.
Northwestern Energy, delivering a bright future.
At First Interstate Bank, we have the world's smallest checkbook, the First Interstate Visa Check Card. Use your check card like a check anywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Use it at gas pumps and grocery stores to make everyday errands more convenient. Or use your check card to get cash at over 130 First Interstate day and night teller ATMs across Montana and Wyoming. Best of all, it's free. There are no annual or monthly fees. It's a checkbook. It's an ATM card. It's First Interstate's check card. First Interstate Bank, member FDIC.
One. Welcome to the Montana State Billings Coaches Show. Ken Ada Blue talking with the head men's basketball coach at Montana State University Billings, George Pfeiffer. George, Dickinson State. We've already talked about Dickinson State. Obviously, a good opponent to start out the season with. They're going to give you a good challenge as you get set to take on Gonzaga on Saturday on the road. Nice to be at home. For those folks, it's going to be a learning experience for the fans, too, not just the players, and certainly not just for you, but and certainly not just for me. But what can the fans expect to see from this Yellow Jacket basketball team?
Well, if we're playing well, we'll shoot the ball well from the perimeter because we have some people that can do that. I think we have, particularly with Burns, we have somebody that can get the ball to the rim in a hurry. So I hope we see him in the open court making plays. Derek Wright has been our best inside presence. And so I'd like to think that we're going to get the ball to him and he's going to make some plays for us. We're going to play both man-to-man and we're going to play zone. We're a work in progress in both of those. Those two things aren't we're not really good at that right now, but we work hard at it. And I think we're farther along than most people would think we could be, but that's not going to be good enough. And I'd like to think that you're going to see a team that's going to play with a lot of effort and a lot of aggression.
Well, certainly, you know, I think of some of these folks in MSUB's always had a tradition of hitting a lot of threes. I know in the past, one area that they have had problems with in the past, and certainly in the last couple of years, is at the post, you know, in terms of rebounding. I know that's always real key for a team's success, is success on the boards. How do you feel about this team? Again, without ever seeing them in competition against an actual opponent, how do you feel about this team's chances there on the boards?
Well, we work extremely hard at checking our guy off and blocking him out, whatever term, you know, going and finding somebody, we do. I mean, we were at the Midland Roundtable the other day, and somebody was talking about how physical your team is, and we've had stitches on the forehead. We had a guy knocked out for a minute and a half. We've had broken noses. So I do think I would be just shocked if we don't go out and try and block somebody off. Now, I don't know if we're athletic enough to go get the offensive rebounds that we'd like to get, but I do know that there's a real direct correlation between wanting to rebound and getting rebounds, and so that's something that we've really tried to instill. I'll be interested to see where that measuring stick is at. We're going to give up some athleticism, but I hope we don't give up effort.
All right, very good. Again, the Coach's Show and all Montana State Billings basketball brought to you this season by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Photo Design, Denny Menholtz, Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, Trailways, GM, Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and the jacket company, MSU Billings. Coach, I just can't wait. Looking forward to it. Best of luck to you on Tuesday, and certainly best of luck to you on Saturday as well. And we're looking forward to a very interesting and hopefully successful year in Montana State University Billings men's basketball.
Thank you very much.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.